Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Yeah, I called in earlier. I have a charge to my account under something titled Consistent Appliance. First of all, I don't know who that is. Second of all, I didn't make the charge.
Okay, sir, may I have your zip code to further assist you?
Ma'am, you're gonna have to speak up. I have a hard time understanding.
May I have your zip code to further assist you?
73533.
You said 73533, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your first and last name?
First name, this was done under my wife. Her name is Sally. Last name is Harbin, Harbin.
Okay, so give me one moment.
Yes. Five inch TV just showed up.
Hey, I hear you on the phone anymore.
Yeah.
What you need to tell them if they keep questioning you is that your wife's accounts were all broken into and we're trying to track down the source. And this is one of the ones that...
This appears to be the first one. First.
I don't know if it's important that they know that, but this is one of the fraudulent charges when we're trying to track down who they are and where the charge came from.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry for the wait, but I do not see an account with your name or your wife's name. Could it possibly be under someone else's name?
No, ma'am. It was done on October the 13th at 8:54 p.m.
Okay, sir, can you spell your first and last name for me?
My first name is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, and the last name is Harbin, H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N. And my wife, it was under my wife's account, and it's name, her name is Sally.
Sally Harbin?
Now, and our account has been broken into, and this is one of the fraudulent things that have been charged to us.
And you said, when was that charge made?
October the 13th at 8:54 p.m.
Okay. Can you give me your email address? Because I'm still not finding an account. And I see someone named Robert Harbin, but it's not letting me click on the account. So I'm trying to see, like, is that the same email? Can you please provide me with it?
Well, see, here's the problem, ma'am. This appears to be the beginning of fraud into our account. So I don't really want to give you a whole lot of information more than I have to.
Well, sir, I can help you if I cannot find an account.
Okay. It would be under my wife's name, and it would be
Harbin. I typed her name in. I do not see it. And I put in your phone number and the zip code you provided me with.
Let me give you her phone number. Area code 563 663 5232.
Okay. Let's see. Can we find that account?
Who in the world is Consistent Appliance anyway?
We are a third party company that serves over thousands of products, like sweepstakes and gadgets. So they mean like different companies. I see here a Lynn Harbin. Do you know who that is?
Yep, that's what, her name is Sally Lynn Harbin.
Okay, so where I found her name, can you please verify that address for me for security purposes?
401 West Ridge, Duncan, Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment while your account loads. My system's a little slow today. Bear with me. Okay, sir, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
All right. An amount of $56.95 was charged to our account on October the 13th at 8:54 p.m. And we didn't do this. We don't know what's going on.
Okay, sir. Are these your first time seeing these charges on your account?
Yep.
So you only worry about the charges for November 14th?
October the 13th, but yeah, it was 8:54, so it may roll into the 14th.
Okay, sir. I'm just going to go over your charges and your history. It says here that on April 28th, 2022, you paid shipping and handling $7.95 for a kitchen cookware set.
No.
Do you or your wife remember making that purchase?
Oh, no. Hold on. No, we didn't get cookware. Hold on just a second here. I think it's my wife. Hey, Lynn. Lynn, did you make an account for $7.90-some-cents shipping on a cookware
set? Kitchen
cookware
set.
Kitchen cookware set back in April?
No.
No, that's not us.
Okay, have you had fraud with your card number in 1176 in the past?
No, this is the first time this has come up and the card's shut down.
Your card is shut down?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, sir. Because whoever ordered it, they did not cancel within the trial period that they was given. And it charged them regular retail price for the kitchen set, $56.95 a month. I see they charged you on May 3rd. They charged you on July 11th. They charged you on August 10th, September 12th, October 13th. And they tried to charge you on November 13th and 14th, but it was declined.
Hold on a second. This is not us. Let's start with the dates on this cookware set. We never ordered a cookware set. Give me the dates of that again.
The date that you paid the shipping and handling?
Yeah.
There was
all of those dates.
Okay, April 28th is when the charge was made. Shipping and handling, $7.95.
Go ahead.
And on May 3rd, they charged you $56.95, which were the retail price because whoever ordered it did not cancel within the trial period. And it says here that June 3rd, they tried to charge you, but it was declined. And on July 6th, they tried again. It was declined. And July 11th, it was approved, the same cost, $56.95.
Hold on just a second. I'm writing faster as I can.
Oh,
July 11th?
Sir?
But it was accepted on July 11th, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
And August 10th, it was approved.
$56.95?
Yes, all of these are $56.95.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And September 10th, it was declined. And then they tried to charge you again the same month, September 12th. It was approved. And then October 13th, it was approved. And November 13th and 14th, it was declined.
Okay.
Do they have any kind of address where this was delivered?
Do you have an address where this was delivered to?
It has not been shipped yet. Since it's been so long ago, it's been in April. I can't see any tracking number or anything like that because it has not been shipped.
None of this is us. Okay. So whatever's going on, you stop it, and I want my money back.
Okay, sir. Why do you wait so long to call?
Because we just found it on our account.
So all those months, you just happened to see this month?
We just saw it this month. That's right. This is the first time we've seen it on our statement. My wife needs to look back at some of her other statements. But we had some fraud, had to shut down the account, lock it all up. And
so you have had fraud previously in the past?
Not till this.
This just became apparent.
No, I'm saying you have you had fraud with this card number in the past?
Well,
ending in 1176.
Apparently, this has gone on longer than we realized. We became aware of this about a month ago.
Okay.
We've been working since then to straighten this mess out.
Okay. This would be, I can cancel your account for you so you would not be charged anymore in the future. And as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund for that $56.95 October 13th, because we can only refund you for the recent charge, and it was October 13th.
So who gets the cookware set?
Where did the cookware set go?
Sir, it said it has not been shipped yet, so I can't give you any tracking number or anything like that, because any item that has not been shipped does not have a tracking number. It said it has not been shipped.
That makes sense.
The address
so
on file is 401 West Ridge, Duncan, Oklahoma.
Okay. Where is the money going that you have already collected then?
I haven't collected anything, ma'am. Like I've stated, whoever used your card and paid the shipping and handling for the kitchen cookware set, it charged your card every month for the regular retail price. That doesn't mean you get a kitchen set every month. It's enroll you in a online web store and you get a $125 gift card.
A mess.
Right, ma'am, I do understand that we don't get a cookware set every month. That is perfectly clear. You've explained that well. But what I mean is, in several months here, your company did successfully charge my account, and money was removed from my account. So
yes, ma'am.
No one is getting a cookware set. So what happens to that money that your company has already removed from our account?
I just told you, ma'am, you being a member gets you a $125 gift card, the membership fee for the factory direct store, and you would bill, or whoever made the purchase would bill 48 hours later from the day that they sign up.
I'm not understanding that part. Could you help us to understand that?
Okay, ma'am. Like I said, because whoever ordered did not cancel, so they're charging you the regular price. It was a 7-day trial, ma'am, or however long it was. Whoever ordered did not cancel within a 7-day trial, and they should have read the terms and conditions, because it stated there that they would be charged retail price, $56.95. Being a member gets you a $125 gift card for the store, and it's a consumer gadget club, like I said, which is an online web store. And you will receive a voucher each month because you are enrolled as a member, and you will be charged each month you are enrolled.
So who is getting those vouchers?
I don't know, ma'am. This will be considered fraud, and we take fraud very seriously. So before I disconnect your call, I will be transferring you to the fraud department. But ma'am, I cannot tell you. It has the email buyout_draw.oe@icloud.com.
Could you repeat that?
The
so
email.
That we can write it down?
Is that your email?
No.
buyout_draw.0e@icloud.com. Whoever it is, do you guys have an iPhone?
Yes.
You.
Okay, well, it says at icloud.com, so whoever it is apparently has an iPhone. Because
okay.
Only iPhone use at iCloud.com. This is fraud, and I will be transferring your call. And I will be canceling your account so you're not be charged anymore in the future. And like I said, I can offer you a 35% refund for that charge in October for the $56.95.
Okay. We'll talk to your fraud department.
Well, that's better than nothing, but we would like to talk to that fraud department.
Okay, ma'am. Give me one moment while I cancel your account.
Okay. Thank you.
You've been getting nailed. At, it looks like one hundred.
Okay. Have you guys talked to your bank already about this?
Well, we just realized last night about your company's charges. So no, we have not gone to the bank. But the debit card that was used on your company has been shut down already. That's why the November charges were declined.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, give me one moment.
See, some of them are declined and some of them are accepted. June's was declined. July's was declined. Then it came back again in July and was accepted. September the 5th was declined, but this in September the 12th was approved.
So,
yes, sir. That usually happens when your bank usually suspects any type of fraud or anything. So sometimes they will decline it, and sometimes they will approve.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why some of the charges were declined and some was approved. I see this every day, and usually the bank does it to, like, you know, specs out any unexpected or suspicious activity.
Mm-hmm. It looks like around $250, $300. And somebody nailed you. You didn't know it. Did you want me to talk to the front department? Did you want to?
Okay, ma'am. I just talked to my supervisor, and before I can refund you anything, I will have to transfer you first to the fraud department, and they will handle it from there, okay? But I have canceled your account, so you will not be charged anymore in the future. Is there anything else I can do for you today? And would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay. Cancellation number, C as in Charlie, 262. 087-125.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, hold please while I transfer you to the fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
My ink pen, ma'am. Let's go get another ink pen.
When was the first one?
7/95, April the 28th. The email was buyout_something.cloud or iCloud.com. I didn't get the.
Okay, sir. The email is buyout_draw, like you're drawing something, DRAW.
There
dot,
you go. Draw.
Yes, .0 at iCloud.com.
Zero iCloud.com.
Yes, and it has a phone number on 563. Is this your number? 563-663-35. I'm sorry, 563-663-5232.
That's my wife's phone number, yes.
Okay. I'm just putting it in the system so they can know what do you need help with. Name, email, number, account number.
First $56 one was made the third.
Okay, sir, I'll be transferring you to the fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Hold, please.
Yes,